Mr. Arthur Clennam sat in the window of the coffee house on Ludgate Hill, counting one of the neighbouring bells, making sentences and burdens of songs out of it, in spite of himself, and wondering how many sick people it might be the death of in the course of the year. As the hour approached, its changes of measure made it more and more exasperating. At the quarter, it went off into a condition of deadly, lively importunity, urging the populace in a voluble manner to come to church, come to church, come to church. At the 10 minutes, it became aware that the congregation would be scanty, and slowly hammered out in low spirits, "They won't come, they won't come, they won't come." At the 5 minutes, it abandoned hope and shook every house in the neighbourhood for 300 seconds with one dismal swing per second, as a groan of despair. "Thank heaven," said Clennam, when the hour struck and the bell stopped. But its sound had revived a long train of miserable Sundays, and the procession would not stop with the bell, but continued to march on. "Heaven forgive me," said he, "and those who trained me, how I have hated this day." There was the dreary Sunday of his childhood, when he sat with his hands before him, scared out of his senses by a horrible tract, which commenced business with the poor child by asking him, in its title, why he was going to perdition. A piece of curiosity that he really, in a frock and drawers, was not in a condition to satisfy, and which, for the further attraction of his infant mind, had a parenthesis in every other line with some such hiccuping reference as 2 EP Thess C111 V6 and 7. There was the sleepy Sunday of his boyhood.